B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What is trollism? So, trollism is not ball breaking. Ball breaking, which is a Philadelphia art, is kind of face to face, should be face to face, and it's got a different tone to it. Trollism is a little different. So let's tell a story. Last night, the Tunis and I are at the Flyers game. With my man Josh from Chop Dog and Joe the Lawyer. So we're at the game, and Josh got these incredible seats. Right on the glass. And we're all flyered up. Tunis and I, right? Great game, the whole thing, enjoying it. And listen, I've done a lot in sports, obviously, right? I didn't cover much hockey. I did some, but not that much. And I had one period in front of the glass. So that was a big deal. Like, so last night I was pumped up. Flyers were playing great. Another great performance last night against Bob and Florida, good team. So, we were like geeked up over watching the game. Like, sitting there watching at the glass. Let's go Flyers, right? All fired up. All of a sudden, Tunis shows me the tweet. And then it's like this, it's Embiid embroiled with Jimmy Butler, the devil.
Uh-oh.
Right? About Batman and villains and now they're... So it's just another troll job. And so, like I said yesterday, I don't really care what he does as long as he plays. But I gotta say, I think he's weak. Like I do. I think he's weak. I think the troll thing is lame. I think it's completely... he wanted to be Kobe Bryant, right? Then I remember last week, 2 weeks ago, when he came back for the first time, does it for mama mentality. That's not mama mentality. Not in the least. Like, I don't really care as long as he plays, but I think he's weak. I think he's lame, and the whole troll stuff... It's just a joke. It's stupid. And it's just another reason why he's not ready to win. Again, I'm going to go back to, and maybe I'm old school, and so be it. But LeBron James doesn't do that. Kawhi Leonard doesn't do that. Like, are you going to, you want to go win? You worry about winning? Instead of all your BS, ninny, ooh, they booed me. I'm going to troll them back. Oh, trolls. I just find it so weak. And I just don't respect it, quite frankly. I got no respect for it. Listen, I love the dude because I love his talent. I think he's a big baby and a flaming a-hole. But whatever. I love to watch him play basketball. And I want to see the kid win because I want to win. I want to see him do well because I think he's the ability to do well. But he's got a rotten attitude. And, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, who's troll? Joe being troll? I think it's the height of weakness. And, look, I know back in the day, I got news for you. Dudes would eat his lunch back in the day. You can troll all you want. They eat his lunch. They would be down his throat. Old school dudes, they would be eating his lunch. So while I'm not going to make a federal case out of it, we're going to talk about it. And I just think it's lame. And for Jimmy Butler, he's just the best because he just, for Jimmy, it's like,
Yeah, watch this.
Because he wants the Sixers to fail right away. So he'll jump right in on the troll job. But I just think it's weak from every angle. I just think it's so lame, uncool from every aspect of it. Good morning, Junis.
What's up, man?
Where you going, brother?
Nothing much.
It's a good night last night.
Felt the shake.
We felt the shake four times. We did. That was a great game last night.
It was a great game. Of course, the social media posts kind of put a damper on it for a few minutes. So yes. I'm reading that. I'm like, yeah. Dude, really? That's all I can say. Like, I'm like, really? Like, I wasn't angry, but I'm just like, I'm reading it and I'm like, come on, dude. Like, people were already kind of bothered by you shushing the crowd the other night, and now you're gonna do this.
See, to me, I don't care. That's ball breaking, right? Shushing the crowd. All right, you're gonna give it to him back. That's cool. I got no beef with that. I said that yesterday. But then you go on your social media nonsense. Oh, now the villain, and now the villains. Where could it happen? Oh, I'll go to Miami. Shut up. Go win. Go shut up and go play and win instead of going with your drama. Do something productive. I got no time for it. Really got no time for it.
I do hope one thing, though. I hope that the old Joel Embiid is back. If it takes this and then all of a sudden it leads to him having fun on the court again, and I talked about this yesterday. We haven't seen him have fun all season long, and he talked about it earlier.
Yeah, dude, I'm so tired. I got to be honest with you. I'm more tired of the whole thing.
Right.
Like, he's not having fun. Like, that all automatically is a J.O. mentality. And that's a J.O. mentality.
Right, because you're getting paid to play basketball.
Like, you're playing ball. Oh, I'm not having fun. Oh, shut the bleep up. All right? Shut up. Seriously. Talk about a dude who needs a backhand. It's that dude. Oh, let me try to have fun. Well, now I'll control again and I'll have fun. Just shut up and play ball. The hell, man? I don't want to go... This nonsense. This nonsensical world. Jeez. Either do something positive for the world with your free time because you're bored. And play basketball. Like, to me, you want to bust stones, right? Go ahead. You can do the shush the crowd. That's fine. Go do that. Whatever. That's cool. You want to go and mock other players in the league? Do it. It's right in front of you. They're right in front of you. Like, I got no beef. You want to go mock Cat? Good. That's good. But, like, this whole nonsense, oh, now I'm a villain and la, la, la. And, oh, it's just ridiculous. Stop. God.
The game tonight.
It is a big game tonight. It is a big game tonight.
Show up. That's what I said about the shushing of Al Horford. All right, you want to shush? Show up the second game. If Embiid goes out there and plays poorly tonight, people are going to lose their minds. And rightfully so, because he's doing this. The other antics. Show up tonight.
I think all gets
forgotten.
I just got no time for this whole J.O. nonsense. That's what it is. That's what the whole thing is. What are you serious? What are we kidding? Ugh.
Do you ever think you 2 days in a row you'd be doing a show?
No, I don't want to.
One on shushing, one on on Instagram.
Listen,
or Twitter.
And I said it yesterday. I had no interest in doing a show yesterday about it. I don't want to wage war with the guy. All right, I still don't want to wage war with the guy. I prefer the guy. Be here, a Sixer. But I think he's mentally weak. The fact that he has to go and you want to disguise his trolling and that's what we do. I just think it's weak, man. I think it's lame and supremely uncool. Unbleeping cool. So if you want to get involved with that, you know, I just think it's a waste. And that's not what winners do. Like, you're not going to... You're a man who's going to take the league. You don't do that. I'm in a bottle. Come on, dude. Man the bleep up. I'm tired of it. You're not having fun. You did this and that. Give me the violins. Shut up. Seriously, if he was your friend, wouldn't you tell him to shut the bleep up?
Yes.
You go, yo, dude, I can't deal with this. Just be quiet. That's what you'd say. You'd say, dude, for your own good, shut up. Somebody close to him needs to tell him just to shut up. He just does. He needs to stop being a baby. And then there's the Flyers. That's right. So here's my Flyers question. And here's the thing about, what are our expectations now? Because the expectations are moving with each night and each important victory. And they're playing just really good hockey. Connor Hart's back last night. They played great defense in front of him.
Yeah, he got back real quick.
Right.
He gives up a goal early. You're like, it's his first game back. You know, maybe he gives up a few more today. No.
Right.
He's perfect.
So what are our expectations? I want you to think about that as well. We got lots to do. We're just getting started. I'll tell you who's not passive-aggressive and weak is Marcus Morris. Right? He's coming home tonight.
Yes, he is.
He'll mess around with that. Right. He don't mess around like that. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I'm an idiot. It's all about load management.
1021. On a midday show. See, here's the thing. I hear his voice, and I love him. Like, I do. I love the dude. You know, I love the dude. I love the way he plays ball.
Man, I'm trying to be dumb now.
You know? I would hate this stuff from anybody. You know that, Judas. It's yes. Not my thing.
Yeah, you don't like the added drama. You want them to just play.
Right.
Ball.
But even to me, troll is not really ball busting. It's, you know, like I grew up with guys that are ball busters. Like they just don't, they're going to make you cry. Like they would make you cry.
Right.
Like, no, I mean, no joke. Like I've seen dudes make like hard dudes cry. But they're doing it to like you're doing it. In social media, the fan base, I just go, eh. Right? You understand?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, again, I wasn't, like, angry by it.
I'm just tired of it.
I was just like,
I got to be honest with you. I am tired of the drama. Like, I need off the drama train. I do. I'm tired of the drama train. I no more. I can't do it. Maybe I'm getting old. I can't do the drama thing. Nah, I'm out. I can't do it.
Oh, I think
it's too long.
It's also the expectations that you have with this team.
Exactly. Like, I can't do it. Like, I just need you to go play ball, right? I need you to go win, please. I'm begging. I just want to watch the playoffs, right? Go deep. make a run.
I'll tell you, if they go out there and win tonight against the Clippers, all's forgotten. I don't care. I don't care that you shushed. I don't care that you said shut the bleep up. I don't care that you put out a tweet last night.
I get it. I get it, dude. But it's still lame. It doesn't make the fact that it's not lame. I agree. I don't care either. But it's just, it speaks of a bigger issue. Like, it just does. Michael Jordan, see, here's the thing. You know, and I was young, I covered Mike, and I was impressionable, and he was at the end. But, like, he was a killer. Like, he was a killer. He didn't cry. You know what I'm saying? To me, he cries. Embiid. Mike was, like, Kobe was that way.
Right.
Kobe had no friends. He wasn't yucking it up at the All-Star game. Kobe didn't have friends in the league. Guys hated Kobe. They respected him.
Yes.
You know? What do I get from him? Nothing?
No, you got what I got. I don't really care. I just want them to win. And I think you're basically saying the same thing.
Yeah, but aren't you? But here's the one thing. Is this a display? Is this a personality defect, or not a personality defect as much as an immaturity that will prevent them from winning? Because, like, you go out and have a good game tonight. What does it mean?
Right.
I mean, the point is, of course he can have a big game. He's had big games. He's a great player. But he doesn't do it consistently. So what does it mean?
I do, like, okay, this tweet is probably part of the mental weakness, as we talked about, and the immaturity, because he is still immature, and so is Ben Simmons. They're both still immature. And I, you know.
Say what you want about Ben Simmons, but he don't get involved with nonsense. He just ignores you.
Right.
He just says, I'm not cheating, like
the Miami thing, like that was a sign of immaturity, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you have business to attend to. You just got blown out by the Miami Heat. Take the train or take the plane back with your team.
I agree. That was my right. state.
So I think they're both still immature. Do I think it holds them back from winning ever? No, I think this year it does.
Not ever. Well, that's not the point. Right. The point is, grow up.
So this year,
we can win.
Yes, they do need a mature to win. They have to. And they're not going to win this year.
Right.
They're not going to.
You see, I can't operate like that. I can't operate with no hope.
I'm still going to enjoy the ride and see growth.
Wait, bro, come in here, because he's a troll kind of guy.
That's awesome.
You like that stuff. Come on. No, come in here. Don't sit there.
He needs you to be closer. Yeah. Come on, Jamie.
Don't sit there.
Oh, God. He's coughing, hacking up a lung in here.
That's all right. So I know there's a part of you that kind of likes it or excuses it for the troll thing. And you know how much, like, I detest that sort of thing.
Has he ever worked in radio before?
There's no headphones in there.
There's no headphones. Come on, man. So I can't hear you, Andrew. So don't make fun of me too much, because I can't defend myself. I thought it was borderline hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I can just picture Joel Embiid on his large sectional sofa, laying down, all sprawled out, probably texting with Jimmy, saying, look what I'm about to do.
Yeah, watch this. Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch how Twitter and Instagram and everybody's going to freak out.
Yeah.
And he just chuckled for like 4 hours. I mean.
Yeah, I just think he's a J.O. Like, dude, like, here's why I got no.
He kind of is. I mean, trolling in itself is a J.O.-ish move.
Right, but it's not like see, to me, there's a difference between being a ball breaker and being a troll.
Yes.
Ball breakers are in your face.
Yeah, you're not hiding.
Right. You're not in your face.
Yeah.
Right, like. Good old
trolling
fashioned
is you're hiding
mean.
Your meeting, like kind of subtweeting in a way.
Right. Meaning, anything sub is a J.O.
Unless it's a sub hoagie, but we call them hoagies here. They're delicious. Right. I just back it up. All I care about is that you back it
exactly.
up.
Exactly. But to me, it implies and it shows weakness. Because it was still, he might be laughing, but there's a reason why he did it. Because he did feel a certain way.
Oh, I have 3% of me that's like, oh, geez. Him and Jimmy can't quit each other.
No. He felt a certain way about being booed.
No doubt.
He didn't dig it.
Yeah,
he didn't like it.
He's hiding behind his joke troll.
So then he goes, well, see, I'm going to get him back. And he can laugh all he wants, but there's a part of him that was bothered by it.
Yes, and if he handled it the proper way, he speaks at yesterday's media session after practice and addresses it head on instead of doing the Instagram that he can hide behind because he goes, oh, no, I love you. Look, the geotag is all love.
Yeah.
And he does those little hidden, subtle things.
Right.
Like, no, this is all in fun.
Right.
But I think he...
And here's the thing. I hate it.
Will you hate
it? Okay? I hate... Listen, I'm not making a federal case out of it as much as I'm just tired of drama. All right?
Yes. I mean, you guys were talking about it last week.
I can't deal with it.
On my way home, you had the conversation about how much drama's been with this process from the start
to
now.
Oh, my God. It's enough.
When you actually, like, list it out... Even dating back to Porzingis refusing to work out
here,
to Jaws stuff, his dad. Now, there's literally a litany of like 14, 15 different drama-filled events that have followed this process, and it is tiring. I get it.
I can't deal with him.
I just want to whatever works for him. Like if. I had a tweet the other night. I was like, hey, if you want to come down and tell me I suck and pelt me with tomatoes at Dilworth Plaza chained up every day, if that makes you play better, then do it. I'll take the tomatoes in the face. Like, I don't care.
Well, you would.
Yeah, sure. If it meant the Sixers getting to the finals, just do whatever you got to do to get there. But, like, come on, dude. Just get there.
Why is that a tomato?
But, like, that's none of this exists if he's
I like
just...
to get you in the face with a tomato.
Yeah, I bet. I bet a lot of people would.
No, I love you. Just...
Yeah, no, friendly, you know, 90-mile-an-hour fastball right down your gullet. Whatever it takes to get there, just get there.
I know, but that's my point is, like, you really need to go through all these hopes and do all this nonsense.
Nothing's ever easy in Philadelphia, eh?
But that's my point. It's like, I'm tired of it.
I mean, get you.
Like, come on, man. You got all my devotion. You got all my love. Just go and play.
I will be angry if he doesn't back it up tonight. But
it doesn't matter about tonight.
I fully expect him to back it up tonight.
But it doesn't matter about tonight because he's had great games. He needs to do it over a long period of time. And he's doing it on the road.
Yeah, and that's why all this exists. If he's playing his normal dominant self this entire season, none of this has ever happened.
Let me just say one thing, all right? If he doesn't have a bout with a bellyache last year, there's a chance they win the championship last year.
100%.
All right? Just that alone.
And that was immaturity.
That alone, like... As he goes with his little troll.
You don't like a good geotag?
You're going to make me curse. Right? As he goes through that, I want to go, yo, dude, you cost everybody a shot last year.
Yep.
Because you were up. And let's be real. It wasn't just a bellyache. Up all night playing his video game.
Yeah, and there may have been a certain comedian he was out with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe a little, not that he's a drinker. I'm not implying he's hungover, but maybe don't stay out till 1 o'clock in the morning, night before a big game.
Well, or stay up all night.
Yeah,
playing Fortnite.
Go to sleep. This isn't the '90s, and Michael Jordan. You know, plus you're not anywhere close to Michael Jordan. He can do those things.
Like, listen, I don't want to go there, but you're forcing me to go there when you're talking about this all this drama all the time.
And it's funny because people view Joel as looking at Ben as the reason Jimmy's not here. If I'm Ben and I saw that last year and you cost us a chance, like, I might resent you. You know what I mean? Like, people don't look at it from Ben's perspective.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, he doesn't shoot a jumper. Yes, we know that. But maybe he looked at Joel last year like, dude, really?
Yeah.
You're going to go to a Trevor Noah show and go out late night?
Trevor Noah. Right.
The night before a big game?
Right.
And you get diarrhea?
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I guess.
It's time
that's
for
why I just go, stop. Just stop. Let me enjoy the Flyers game.
Yeah.
And then let me tonight enjoy you guys beating the Clippers. Because you know who doesn't deal with little passive-aggressive tweets? Marcus Mars.
Yeah.
All right? Marcus Morris don't play that game.
You think Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are doing passive-aggressive tweets?
Nope.
Kawhi Leonard does a lot of load management. He never falls out of shape.
Right.
I hear you. Look, it's just, it's the bottom line is it's time for him to grow up.
Just stop.
Just go back it up on the court. If you want to troll me,
let's grow up and more shut up. Like, yeah. Stop with these tweets.
But I think him last night wasn't that serious. Like, I don't think it's him.
It's not about being serious. It's just more nonsense that you got to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it speaks to a bigger picture. And I do think part of him is upset at being booed.
Yeah.
He's butthurt, to use your phrase. Yeah.
I wonder if how quickly.
That's a bro-ism.
Yeah. Butthurt. It's a good one. I wonder how quickly his act grows old if you're a teammate.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd want to knife him.
Right?
You'd want to go, yo, dude.
You just want to grab him by the cheeks and be like, dude, do you realize how dominant you can be?
If he was a friend of mine, I'd be like, yo, I would do it to you.
Yeah. Like, he would drive me nuts if I was a teammate.
Horrible. Let me ask you one last question.
Yeah.
What the hell is adulting? I mean, seriously, what is it?
It's.
I heard Mark say it this morning.
It's when you have to do
adulting. What the bleep? Adulting. You know, what's funny? There's something I would definitely not be into. It's adulting.
Adulting sucks. That's what it is. Like yesterday.
No, but he was like, "Hey, happy adulting," or some kind of weird whatever he said.
Me doing the laundry yesterday and dealing with a Skylar blowout in the tub in the middle of my afternoon, that's hashtag adulting. It's just dealing with stuff as an adult.
But he said happy adulting.
I guess he enjoyed it?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Because I don't speak that language.
Yeah. You don't speak millennial?
I got news for you.
I don't think I've ever said adulting.
Adulting?
Yeah, I don't think
I've ever got no interest in adulting. All right.
Adulting sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than adulting is hashtag adulting.
Yeah, hashtag adulting.
I like to set fire. I like to put a pipe bomb in hashtag adulting.
Napalm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love you, bro.
All right, good talk. See ya.
I catch you saying that, Junis. You're going to catch it right.
Love coming to my work, my job every day. Hashtag adulting.
You don't use that, really?
No.
All right. Well, have you heard it?
Yeah. I've heard it. It's people around my age say.
That's so bad.
I try to stay away from that, but I'm the oldest 26-year-old there is.
It's not all the guys, it's just weak. It's more uncool. Let's go to the phones. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Cubs. Listen, I just hear me out. Don't get aggravated. I know you're going to get mad. But the saying is when you do the same thing over and over and over and you're looking for a different result, it's considered insanity, right? How many years has Embiid been on this team? How many years is it? Six? Five? I don't even know.
Well, he's only been playing for four, right? Better part of... He had one in chains, and then you had the two. Ben and him played together, too, and this is their third year playing together.
All right, third year playing together. He hasn't changed a little bit. Now, He can be a dominant big man, no doubt. But the guy has no heart. He doesn't play with any heart, doesn't play with any energy. He's done it three times this year. He did it against Milwaukee. He did it against Boston. He did it against Miami with Jimmy the first time that we
Right.
In Philly. They beat him by 40.
Right.
Now look at those three games and what the Sixers did. This guy gives you no heart, no energy. If he was AI, he had the heart of AI.
AI was aligned. Yeah, without a doubt. So, but what's your bottom line? What do you want to do?
My bottom line is this. At the end of this season, something's got to give. Now,
yeah, I'm not at that point, Chris. Joe, I'm sorry.
I am at that point. Wait a minute. Now, hear me out. If you had to choose, Ben or Embiid, now don't say you want them both together. Da, da, da. If you had to choose, who are you building this team around?
I'm building around Simmons.
Exactly. Why, though? Why would you do that?
Because I trust him long term. And I think he's got more, upside.
Upside is ridiculous.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean just because I'd say I'd build around Simmons, you're asking me to do Sophie's Choice, and I don't want to do that.
I understand.
And I'm not ready to do that. And I think, Joey, you'd be spiteful to do that.
Yeah, but because it's getting to the point where they're just going to get to the first round, second round.
Hey, you don't know that. They've been together 2 years. And by the way, you can huff and puff all you want, Joe. But when all you go back in time and look at all the supers, right, that won titles, they were all in their upper 20s.
Yeah, but, you know, he dominated against Chicago the other night. He was.
Yeah, but you just glossed over my point. You just glossed over my point.
But he was minus three.
So what? Doesn't mean anything. I'm telling you. How come you don't address my point about when you're a man in this league is when you win?
Yeah. Well,
and after two seasons, I'm not going to detonate it.
But you think that he's improved in the last two seasons?
Doesn't matter about improving. You already know he's a talent. You know that he's a talent. Just because I'm aggravated with the way he conducts himself doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. I mean, that's spiting yourself. Improve. What does that mean? You know the guy's talented. You already seen it. I agree. It's frustrating as hell. But you're not going to get equal value by trading Joel Embiid. So you're telling me you want to trade him out of spite. I'd rather wait for him to grow to bleep up and have the two of them and go on and try to win. I think that's your best chance. Right away, you want to be rash and detonate. That doesn't get you anywhere, man. It doesn't. Because you're not getting equal value. So you can cry all you want, Joe. You're just the flip side of Embiid. All right, we'll get to everybody straight ahead. Cuz Radio with the Chewness. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
10:51. What is the poll for today, Jonas?
Of course, you can find it on this Twitter account at 975middays. The question, very similar to yesterday's Shushgate, but this one, your reaction to Joel Embiid's tweets last night was blank. Three options, take me off a little bit. The old Embiid is back with exclamation points, meaning that people are excited. And really, who gives a damn? 500 votes. Who gives a damn has 48% of the vote. The old Embiid is back, 27% of the vote, and ticked me off a bit at 25% of the vote. So ticked me off higher today than it was yesterday. So people are more upset about the tweet than the shush.
Yeah.
Which I believe, rightfully so.
Because it comes off the heels. Again, this isn't taking the tweet itself. It's fatigue. Like, I can only speak to about how I feel, right?
Right.
And I do believe that there's a great percentage of people, because I think we are a lot alike, and I can tap into. I just know I have the same motives as you. And the rest of the Sixers fans, right? We're on the win. I like Joel Embiid. I'm not looking to trade Joel Embiid. Not yet. I'm not doing it. There is a way, there's a pecking order, a pecking order of this team, the way it's going to happen. Let's see what happens during this run. Who knows? Maybe they get together. I still think they're long. I still think defensively. Like, I haven't given up hope. I know you have. I haven't given up hope. Call me a sucker. So be it. I'm going to go into the rest of the season, and I'm looking at this year and going, who knows, built for 16. And I'm gonna be on built for 16 until they lose a playoff series. All right? That said, if they do lose a playoff series prematurely and they're out, well, unfortunately, that means the end for Brett.
Right.
So before you would trade and break up Simmons or Embiid, you get somebody else in there to try to salvage it. And then you got a whole year next year to see how this thing plays out.
Yeah, you're not just going to break up these two immensely talented players.
And that's my point. I understand where Joe's coming from, our first caller of the day. But you're spreading yourself. You just are. You don't give up talent because you're not going to get in return anywhere near the value. And you got to let it marinate. You do. As much as we grow impatient, and I grow impatient as well, it goes back to you're in your upper 20s is when you win this league. That's what's proven over time. So let them mature. And in the meantime, you got to get aggravated. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new train, heating, and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcairns.com today.
I have two tweets for you that I want to read.
Sure.
The first from Tyler. He goes, we can all think that it was a troll job by Embiid, but I think there's more to it than even that. Everyone has said Embiid has not been himself this season. He's made comments in the past that he's not having fun anymore. Al Horford just said last week that they had locker room issues. Do you think it's more than just a troll job? Like, do you think that's a tweet of, like, I'm unhappy last night? I don't think so.
I think it's more of a selfish... I think the booing bothered him.
Yes, I agree.
Because I don't think... And listen, it would bother me too, so I can relate.
I'm glad it bothered him a little bit.
Like, I think he's...
Goes out there and puts up 28?
Here's the deal. If you boo Ben Simmons, I don't think he cares. Not to the levels Joel Embiid does. I think Joel Embiid wants to be loved. I think Ben Simmons doesn't really care. I think that bothered Joel Embiid. And so this is his petulant way to kind of get back, and he does it under the guise of the troll. And he does. He's a smart dude, and he's got a big social media game. He understands it.
He's not going to be booed if he's putting up 28-12 like he did the other night.
Right.
And listen, you got booed at because you had not been playing well. And you came out, played well. You were cheered during that. When you hit that three, the place went nuts.
Right.
The place went nuts when you hit that three.
Yeah, as you were telling them to shut the bleep
up. Yeah, exactly. I got one more tweet. This is from Brian. Joel Embiid is the new Donovan McNabb. Wrap your head around that. Hashtag passive aggressive.
Yeah, actually, he's not the first guy to bring up five.
That's terrifying.
Jim from the Palms did the same thing. He's got a little five in him.
I don't think so.
I hope not. Maybe it's more wishing. I don't know. I hope not.
Wishing hard? Like you really don't want him to be five?
I really don't want him to be that. There are reasons to push five over the top, too. External stuff. I try to look back at it in fairness to him. At one point early in his career, he had the world. He was against it. The Rush Limbaugh thing. I mean, he had stuff that was happening. And I think it soured him on a lot of stuff. I don't want Joel Embiid to be soured.
Right.
Nor should he be soured, since the world is his oyster. Like, he needs to look to wake the bleep up and go, oh my God, I got it pretty good. And oh my God, not only do I have it pretty good, but if I actually just do what I'm supposed to do, which is playing ball, right, working out and doing what I'm an athlete, right? You're a supreme athlete, whatever it is. And I go play, do my craft, which I'm really good at. I got a whole city that will be devoted to me. Like, what's the problem? Like, I still don't understand. When he kept saying, I'm having fun, I just go, what? You know, do we need to take you through a tour of the hospital and people less fortunate than you? Like, do we need to do that? Go to that realm? Come on, man. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
What's up, Al?
Good. It's funny because, actually, I agreed on a lot of points you said. Honestly, he does need just to man up and take the tampon out and go and let his play speak for himself. He can't be on social media and interviews and saying how he's going to come back this year and be more dominant, be more physical, and then come back and not prove it. Number one. Number two is, I believe that one of the reasons he came back when he did this year after hurting his hand is so when he plays in the All-Star game, he can't, nothing can be said to him. Like last year when he hurt his knee, he came back, he played, and then he missed games because of his knee. Yeah. I really believe he came back when he did in order to play the All-Star game because he got annihilated last year for that because he hurt his hand. He did not come back with his legs under him. He did not come back with any more endurance. He came back worse than he did when before he got hurt. So he didn't try to improve himself like he keeps saying he's going to do. He really has to focus on himself and let his play speak for himself and stop getting on social media, stop trying to get all this feedback, because any great player focused on their game all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
They didn't just speak about it. And I believe that he is in his feelings and he needs to actually grow up mentally. He's not mentally strong for this game.
Yeah, I feel you, brother. I do.
And
I
honestly,
do.
I feel like this is Brett Brown's last year, which is, it is what it is.
Yeah.
There's no accountability and there really hasn't been any growth with players that are supposed to be stars. Because I don't really see Ben Simmons and Embiid as superstars because...
No, you're right. Neither of them are. You're right.
They haven't been consistent. Like,
correct.
That comes with consistency. I understand you have bad games.
No, you're right on. You're dead right.
But it all comes with consistency. And whatever coach they bring needs to be able to be mentally strong because they have to push these guys. They have to be able to sit them when they're not playing to the level that they can play in. I'm tired of hearing what they can be because they have a good game or a couple of good games because they need to revert back to how they were playing.
Yes.
So until there's consistency and accountability, I don't want to hear no more tweets. I don't just go and play, go hit the gym, go get a personal trainer. If you don't like the personal trainer that is given to you from the Sixers, like there's no reason because he has the assets and resources in order to improve his game. And he has yet to do that.
Listen, Alex, everything you say is dead right, man. Excellent. But I appreciate it because you said it better than I did, my man.
And Anthony, I really do believe he came back just so he can play in the All-Star game because...
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I know. No, he loves that stuff. And I don't want to begrudge him it, but, do I really have to say team first, right? Like, you know. Sounds cliche, but I mean, yo, dude.
You can't scream how Mamba mentality and
right
to play basketball because of Kobe, which is fine. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't a Kobe fan growing up. I really wasn't, and I'm 36, so I grew up with Iverson. Understand what I'm saying? So
I ended up
respecting Kobe's game.
Sure, you did
later on because you know what? He had that killer instinct.
He did. A great call, Alex. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.